Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
All right, let's go back to the well, back where it all started. The very first two episodes of Rock and or Roll were devoted to a genre very near and dear to my heart called power pop. Like any rock and roll genre, it's become convoluted. Some people mean different things when they talk about power pop. What I'm talking about is this movement sort of that happened in the late 70s, early 80s. A lot of post-punk bands harkening back to the 60s pop rock sensibility, but filtered through the 70s, filtered through punk. So it ends up being a little more melodic and complex. And, you know, it's better for the most part than the stuff that was happening in the 60s, but it's more similar to what was happening in the 60s and what was happening in the 70s. So it's kind of a throwback, but it's filtered through the 70s. It's filtered through punk. So much of it was coming out at the time. It's kind of mind-blowing, really, how much music was coming out, especially in, well, it's all through 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. You know, it's mind-blowing how much is out there when you really start digging. What we're going to hear a lot of on this episode is bands that never even had a record. A lot of these songs are from singles by bands that only had singles, which is pretty interesting as well, because there's a lot of that out there, too, and that's even harder to collect, harder to track down. So let's jump right into it with a band that I could have sworn I already played on the podcast. I haven't played them on the podcast, I'm guessing, because at one point I was putting together a Minneapolis-specific episode that never came to fruition. So I was probably saving it for that episode. That's why this song didn't end up on one of the earlier Power Pop episodes, because I've done, what, 5 Power Pop episodes at this point. And this is a favorite of mine. So this band actually shares their name with another band that featured friends of the show and Shabby Road Records show hosts Ryan McKay and AD Adams. They had a band called the Crash Street Kids. Well, there was another band called the Crash Street Kids from Minneapolis. They put out one record in 1982, and that record they chose to call Little Girls, which harkens back to the Statutory Rock episode, maybe, that I did with Ryan and AD. So it's all kind of interconnected here, but this is a great song. I love this song by the Crash Street Kids from 1982. It's called Into You.
Shelter.
Phil Neal was a singer-songwriter out of Kansas City, Missouri. Released one single in 1980, and as far as I can tell, that's it. And this is the A-side of that single by Phil Neal. Really good power pop song called Standard Question. We're going to go into a Canadian segment here.
Good day. How's it going? I'm Bob McKenzie. It's my brother, Doug.
How's it going, today?
We got two topics today, back bacon and long underwear.
This is a tradition for the AOR AOK episodes. Now we're going to do it on a power pop episode, Canadian segment, beginning with a band called the Hi-Fis. Canadian band released one single in 1980, on a label called Showtime Records. This is a great, obscure, locally released power pop one-off single, song called Look What You've Done.
Look, look what you've done.
It doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't matter to me.
To me.
All the times I stood and waited, you couldn't wait to separate us.
I wanna talk to you, but you won't see me anymore. You won't see me anymore.
Take it away.
It doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't matter to me. Run, run with the fools who play your game.
It doesn't matter to me.
All the times I stood apart, I watched you while you kicked my heart.
I wanna talk to you, but you won't see me anymore. You won't see me anymore.
Don't you think I know enough to argue, argue, argue? Whenever you call, it makes me feel low and blue, 'cause I'm thinking of you the way it used to be. Well, I'm thinking of you. It's you, it's you.
Wet, with an exclamation point, were another Canadian band, released a 4-song EP, also in 1980, on a label called Awesome Records. This is another great, obscure power pop song by The Wet, called It's All Right.
I hear just what you say. What song is this they're playing nowadays? We don't know where this leads us. We'll just play on until we to the dancers, they all
Steve Blimke and The Reason, formed in Toronto, 1979, released two singles, then a full-length record. Then Steve Blimke put out some more stuff, but dropped The Reason band name. Here's a song from the Steve Blimke and The Reason album. It's called It Only Happened Twice.
I saw her standing over by the schoolyard. She still won't listen, but let me explain. I guess she thinks a compromising situation she found me in is going on today. I tried to tell her we all can be mistaken. She still won't listen to a word I say. I guess she thinks that I would still take advantage of the circumstance if it happened again. But I don't want to be a hero. I don't want to make excuses. I say it all I want, but I try to say it nice. It only happened twice. I saw her standing talking to her girlfriend. I guess she's telling them all about me. I guess she thinks that if she makes sure everybody knows her point of view, and they were all agree. I tried to tell her we all can be mistaken. She still won't listen, but let me explain. I guess she thinks that I would still take advantage of the circumstance if it happened again. But I don't want to be a hero. I don't want to make excuses. I'll say it all I want, but I try to say it nice. It all happened twice. By the middle road, please won't you stay? You've been away so long. There is something we should do today. Yeah. Let's do it today. I saw her standing over by the schoolyard. She asked me now what I'm doing tonight. I guess she doesn't want to ever be away from me. Or let me go up by myself now. I don't want to be a hero. I don't want to make excuses. I say all I want, but I try to say it nice. It only happened twice. It only happened twice. It only happened twice, honey. It only happened twice.
The Novels were a band from British Columbia. Released one single in 1980. Son of Sam was the title of the A-side. This is the song from the B-side of the single by The Novels. It's called I'm Being Followed.
Thank you.
All right, I've got one more Canadian band for you. A band called The Promises from Vancouver. This band, as far as I could tell, released one song. Came out in 1983 on a split single. The Promises on one side, on the other side, was a band called Fun With Numbers. That band featured member Robin Stanley, who had previously been in the band The Novels that we just heard. But this is The Promises, a song called Valerie. Heroes were an Australian band, not to be confused with the UK band that I'm a huge fan of, played on the show. They had a great record called Border Raiders. This is a different band called Heroes. This band I've also already played on the show, episode number 29, the third Australian rock episode. I played the first song off of this record. This band is basically the band Rabbit, which was original AC/DC vocalist Dave Evans' post-AC/DC glam rock band. They replaced Evans with a new singer, Peter DeJong, changed the name to Heroes, and this band is most famous for a riot that occurred at the Star Hotel in Newcastle after one of their gigs. That riot inspired a song by Cold Chisel called Star Hotel. Heroes released a really good self-titled album in 1980. This is a song from it called Babies Had a Taste.
Yeah, stop.
The Ironics were a Bay Area band, released one single in 1982 on Age of Music Records. The A-side was a song called Mayday. This is the B-side by The Ironics called Misdemeanors.
But I'll try it. It's loud and clear, I get the picture. If you insist, I apologize. I appreciate your policy. I know you gotta keep the truth in line. But I prefer misdemeanors to being slid. Problem, this literature that glorifies the reckless rebels, yeah, God love them. Iconoclasts in private eyes. Now before you's a reform man, and I'm sorry, sir, if I've disturbed your life. 'Cause I prefer misdemeanors. Get offline. Many goes, I meant it. Sorry, man, I'm sorry. Yeah, right. Controversial virtues, some basic tenets I abide. See, I avoid the pointless issues and try the things I haven't tried. I'm gonna feel everything, so I must put polite legalities aside. 'Cause I'm a bird.
The Boyfriends were a UK band not to be confused with the New York City band that I've already played on the show. I really pride myself on playing more than one band with the same band name. If you'll remember, I have now played 4 different bands called Alien. Well, this is only the second band called The Boyfriends. Like I said, UK band released 1 single, that's it, on Plastic Records, 1982. The A-side, a song called Boyfriend.
Wanna be a boyfriend. Ooh, wanna be a boyfriend. Ooh, just got to be a boyfriend. Ooh, let's talk about love.
Arliss Peach was a singer-songwriter from Nebraska who, billed simply as Arliss with an exclamation point, released a single with Kansas City record label Titan Records. Came out in 1980. The A-side is called I Wanna Be. We're going to hear the B-side by Arliss, a song called No Way Baby.
There was a time not long ago would have been up for hire. Two garden weeds chauffeur you around. Anything you desire.
The Lookalikes formed in Dublin, Ireland in late 1978. They released a few singles and then an album in 1981, cleverly titled Daydreaming at Night. This is the first song from that record by The Lookalikes. It's called Just What You Got. The Sweat were another Irish band, released an album also in 1981. It's called No More Running. Pretty cool album. Here's a song from it by The Sweat called You Got a Lot of Nerve.
Smile. And then why do you think right out of the blue from the storm that it is?
He and the Kick were a Swedish group, released one self-titled album, 1981. Here's a song from it called Blowin' Cold. The Gents, with a Z, formed as the Parkside Gents, with an S, in New York City in 1980, released one single on a label called Emerald City Records. A-side's a song called Pushover. We're going to hear the B-side by the Gents. It's called 98.6.
I hope for another chance with you. I won't give up. 98.6, 98.6. It's the temperature of love, it's the temperature of love. Oh, 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 98.6.
This next band was fronted by ex-Suicide Commando and future Beat Rodeo frontman Steve Almas. They're called The Crackers. They released one four-song EP called Sir Crackers. Came out on Twin Tone Records in 1981. According to the Twin Tone website, this album sold 595 copies. And I have one of them. And here's a song from it by The Crackers. It's called Your Heart. The Maps were a Boston band, featured Judy Grunewald, who would later be in the band Salem 66. She's on vocals. They released one single, 1979. Here's the A-side by The Maps. It's called I'm Talking to You. ¶¶ Backseat Romeos were a British band. They released one single in 1980. Great song called Zero Ambition.
Standing on the corner, the clothes all look the same. Is there anyone to let it stir her up again? She's much too easy and her hair is never neat. Make a bastard eye just like a lady on the street. No pride in herself or anybody else. That's the way she is and that's the way she'll always be. Zero ambition and zero vanity. No pride in herself or for anybody else. Like it's on the national health. Smoking lots of cigarettes, he's got no need for wealth. Goes down to the dance hall where he's looking for a fight. Intimidating younger kids, that really makes his night. No pride in himself or anybody else. That's the way he is and that's the way he'll always be. Zero ambition and zero vanity. No pride in himself or for anybody else.
Four Mandarins were a Swedish punk band, some say the first Swedish punk band. They released a single as a punk band in 1977. Then they shortened the name to just Mandarins and released a four-song power pop EP. Came out in 1978, included this song. This is the Mandarins, and it's called You're Telling Lies.
I don't know where to start. My eyes are still blue. I do not know what I want. Your disguise.
Boulevard were a Chicago band. They were active from 77 to 1980, released one single, and then they released a 5-song EP, called it Extended Pop. Let's hear a song from that EP by Boulevard. This is called Coming On Strong. Nightman were a Maryland band formed by former members of Raz. That was a band that included Tommy Keane at one point, also Ted Nicely. Nightman released an EP on Limp Records and in 1979 and later a full-length album. Let's hear a song from the EP by Nightman. This is a song called Secretary. Reaction Formation were a band from Champaign, Illinois. They released 4 singles, including this song from 1986. This is Reaction Formation and Looking at You.
Yeah. think you're really something, yeah, you think you're great. Well, I dig your sexy style and not your sense of hate. And you know, and it's true, and there's really not a lot I can do. Cause I can't help looking at you. Whoa-oh-oh, looking at you. Whoa-oh-oh. People say that we were made for each other, and I once believed it too. But now you've changed, you're not the same.
And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Great Power Pop. Let me know, send me an email, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. Please, if you're a regular listener to the show, go click like on the Facebook page so you can get involved, keep tabs, join in on the conversation, check out the blog, rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. Always have a list in order of the songs played on an episode like this for a reference, and you could go there, you can send me a message there, you can leave comments there. Please, if you're a regular listener, consider going to iTunes and leaving a review for the show. That's just a way to, I don't know, make the show show up in searches and, you know, make the show more visible, possibly on iTunes if it gets more attention, more comments, 5-star ratings, etc. So consider, if you're a regular listener, just consider letting me know you're out there. It's weird to do a podcast and not really know who's listening. So if you really enjoy this show, send me an email, click like on Facebook, leave an iTunes review. Just get in touch in some way. It's just nice to know you're out there. It's nice to know who's out there listening and just have some idea. So anyways, hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm going to leave you with a band called Hot Dates. They were a popular, locally at least, Boston band. They released 2 singles and then an LP. All that happened between 78 and 81. We're going to hear 2 songs from that 1981 self-titled record by Hot Dates. Going to hear The Thrill I Need, Until She Goes. Till next time.
That's what I like. Come on.
Be back.